Three Northern Territory child protection workers have been stood down over the case of 5-year-old Kumanjai little baby. Her body was found near Old Timers Town Camp in Alice Springs last week before 47-year-old Jefferson Lewis was charged with murder. Child Protection Minister Robin Cahill says she ordered a full brief after being told there were no concerns. The government says legal restrictions prevent it from releasing further details about the department's involvement. Police have recovered the body of a man after a car plunged into a weir south of Sydney on Wednesday morning. The 20-year-old was a passenger in an Audi that had been travelling on the road through the Royal National Park before it plunged into the water. The driver of that car has now been charged with dangerous driving. An 18-year-old driver of a Mercedes that police say was near the Audi before it veered off the road has also been charged. A rally orchestrated by prominent neo-Nazis outside the gates of a state parliament has resulted in a hate speech arrest nearly 6 months later. New South Wales police say they've taken a 32-year-old man into custody, charging him with publicly inciting hatred on the grounds of race after an investigation by security police and counter-terrorism specialists. A group of 60 black-clad demonstrators were allowed to assemble outside the state parliament and yell Hitler Youth chants on November 8 last year. The group claims to have disbanded since January when the federal government launched a hate speech crackdown following the Bondi terrorist attack. A Greens-led inquiry is due to release its final report on Thursday, with Labor and Coalition members expected to oppose a recommendation for a 25% levy on gas exports. A campaign led by Independent Senator David Pocock and the Australia Institute to introduce the 25% tax has gained widespread community support in recent months. The Senator and Greens Party say the money could help households shift to cleaner energy, while the gas industry says it already pays about $22 billion a year in taxes and royalties. The Prime Minister has already ruled out a tax on existing contracts, arguing that Australia must protect its reputation as a reliable gas supplier to Asian trading partners.
Our gas exports are directly linked to our national fuel security. And the middle of a global fuel crisis is the worst possible time to jeopardise these relationships or the investment that underpins them. That is why I can confirm that the budget will not undermine existing contracts on gas exports.
Soft plastics recycling collection points are returning to Woolworths stores more than 3 years after the Australia-wide RedCycle supermarket scheme collapsed. Woolworths say more than 700 of its stores across 5 states will accept chip packets, lolly wrappers and similar packaging. The supermarket giant started a trial of the new scheme in 5 Victorian Woolworths in February 2024, and several stores in South Australia were the latest to join this week. Woolworths says its renewed recycling program has collected and processed about 400 million pieces of soft plastic, or 310,000 kilos, since that year. The Australian government is being urged to take a positive lead in the funding of gender equality projects as global foreign aid dries up. Just 2.3% of total global foreign aid is spent on ensuring women's access to healthcare, education, nutrition, sanitation, shelter, safety and rights, according to new research released by the Lowry Institute. More than half of that is expected to disappear in cuts to foreign aid budgets globally. United Nations Population Fund Executive Director Deanne Keeter says Australia remains one of the few countries that has not cut its commitments to gender equality projects. The High Court has cleared the way for Australia to keep deporting some non-citizens to Australia's offshore immigration detention facility on Nauru. The court has rejected a challenge from the Iranian man known as TCXM, who had argued he could face serious harm there because of poor medical care. The ruling relates to a new deal allowing Australia to send some people to Nauru if they have no legal right to stay here but cannot return to their home country. 8 people have already been sent to Nauru under the arrangement. 3 people have been evacuated from the cruise ship at the centre of a deadly hantavirus outbreak, have arrived in the Netherlands for special treatment. The passengers, who are Dutch, German and British, had been flown from Cape Verde after 2 developed acute symptoms on board a luxury expedition ship travelling from southern Argentina through to Antarctica and to the remote Atlantic Islands. The vessel is now sailing to Spain's Canary Islands after intervention from the World Health Organization. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says health authorities are continuing to closely monitor the situation.
3 suspected hantavirus case patients have just been evacuated from the ship and are on their way to receive medical care in the Netherlands in coordination with the WHO. WHO continues to work with the ship's operators to closely monitor the health of passengers and crew, working with authorities to support appropriate medical follow-up and evacuation where needed. At this stage, the overall public health risk remains low.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has downplayed concerns of pushback from China over a proposed security pact between Australia and Fiji. Senator Wong has held talks with Fiji Prime Minister Sedeveni Rabuka in the Pacific Island nation's capital, Suva, as they spruik the yet-to-be-signed Vuvale agreement between the two countries. Australia's bid for a $500 million deal with Vanuatu was shelved, and Vanuatu is in ongoing discussions over a similar deal with Beijing and has received millions of dollars for infrastructure works from China. Senator Wong says everything they have been doing in Fiji has been in the best interests of Australia.
Australians understand and can see the challenges that our external environment places upon us, and what the government has been very focused on is ensuring that we work to assure Australia's interests and security in these times.
And now in sports, New South Wales has named Rima Butler to make her state of origin debut in Game 2 against Queensland next Thursday. The Sydney Roosters prop comes into the side after Tiana Panitani-Grey was ruled out with a knee injury. Veteran Kezzy Apps moves into the starting team as the Blues look to clinch the next series in Brisbane. Queensland winger Phoenix Rain Hippie is also being sidelined with an injury to the hamstring. And now for a look at today in the weather. Perth is sunny at 23, Broome is sunny at 33, Darwin is sunny at 33, Alice Springs is seeing cloud clearing at 20, Cairns is partly cloudy at 29, Brisbane partly cloudy at 27, Sydney is seeing some clouds at 19, and Canberra is partly cloudy at 12. Melbourne is seeing some rain at 14, and Hobart is also raining at 13, and Adelaide is cloudy at 17. And that wraps up the latest in news, sport, and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.